We're talking this week about not using love as a disciplinary tool. Yelling and screaming is perceived as a withdrawal of a parent's love. When we're doing that to our child, they feel like, okay, because of this behavior, you don't love me. We don't want to do that. We want an alternative. We want to build the parent-child relationship.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. So you're saying that yelling is a sign of anger of lack of love.
Does the child feel loved when he's being yelled and screamed at? No, he's not.
But he knows he's loved.
Well, I hope so. How do they know they're loved? They know they're loved by the way we treat them.
When you don't yell,
yeah,
what do you do?
They know or should grow to know. I mean, children are trying to learn what that whole commodity is called love. And initially, they feel that love is a limited commodity. And if you love this child so much, how could you possibly love me? Is there anything left for me? And when you say you love daddy more, whoa, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to teach them the priorities in the family relationship. So it's very difficult. But what makes it even more difficult is if I don't know how I'm going to be treated for this behavior that I've done, if I don't know whether you're going to forgive me, if I'm going to get yelled and screamed at first, how will I know that you love me? But bigger than that, I think there's a lot of people I've met who were abused or verbally abused by their parents. And so the whole father figure issue is very, very, very difficult. How do they come to know God as father? Do they just see him as this Old Testament ogre, or do they see him as the one who put on skin and went to the cross for us?
When you talk about verbally abusive, it's not quite yelling, but can you define it just quickly?
Oh, I think ongoing yelling and screaming is. I mean, there's misogynistic behavior that's very, very, very...
What is that?
Well, that's just degrading another person, especially in a marriage relationship where it's very, very degrading, or it could be degrading a child. But I think yelling and screaming is degrading, and I think it's ineffective. And I think there's even some children, we've seen children here at Sheridan House that because they never got any attention, and yet unless they were bad because the parents were parent or parents were so busy or distracted, they'll take the yelling to have any attention. They'll take any attention at all. They got in such a habit on a roll just to get your attention. But think about that. Think of the little baby. The little baby learns to talk, and he or she's 2 or 3 years old, and you're so ecstatic that this baby's talking that every word you pay attention. And all of a sudden, your female child is 6, and they are nen, and you pay no attention. They're killing you. They're absolutely killing you.
Yeah, you do tune out.
Yeah, and now you don't even hear them anymore. They have to come up and pull on your pants or your dress because they're trying to get your attention. And then they do this funny little thing in development where they start whining. And because they didn't
get... I don't want to do that.
Yeah, they didn't get your attention talking to you normally, and so they go into a whining or crying stage. But even children learn to get your attention by yelling, screaming, and crying. I want to teach them not to do that, and I want to teach them by me not doing that when they do unacceptable behavior. I want to deal with the unacceptable behavior rather than ridicule, rather than say something demeaning, how could you be so stupid, rather than an amazing statement, how many times do I have to tell you? And I guess you have to tell me, Mom, until you give me a consequence to stop me from doing it. Because if the yelling and screaming is the consequence, I'm all in on that. Bring it on. This infraction is worth taking a yelling and screaming for. Because if that's it, but we develop this pattern where we're just chasing that child out the door. No wonder they're texting. Texting is very safe. You can't yell at me. You can't reject me.
Well, all caps, you can yell at me.
Yeah, well, I could actually take that, yes. I think we want to look at how we're handling our kids and why we're handling our kids, and we want to look at how do you stop doing this? Mm-hmm. How do you just stop?
Sometimes it's just, I was raised that way. That's just how I do things. Mm-hmm. I was at a party this weekend, and she's almost proud of it. Oh, I went over here, and I start screaming to my kids, and we're all cracking up because it's funny, but I'm thinking, wow. And then she's talking about how her kids kind of tune her out, and they don't listen to me, and I'm thinking,
one of her kids is funny. One of her kids is going to be coming back at her.
Yeah.
And why would I want to hang in that home? Mm-hmm. And why would I not get out of that home as fast as I can?
But she's a happy person. Just when she gets stressed out, it comes out.
When she gets stressed out, her children are an inconvenience. And they're an inconvenience because they're children. And we need to realize they are children. Let me say that 10,000 times. They're children. And children are going to do these things. And children aren't finished yet. They're in process. None of us are finished yet. And so part of our job is to teach them this internal thing that no means no, mm-hmm. rather than when you hear me screaming, it's time to stop. I don't want to do that. I want me to give you a consequence so that you have to think, if I do this, I will get a tangent. I'll go to bed early. I'll sweep something. I'll do what I'll have something I have to do, or I have to stop doing, rather than I'll do this until they call me once, and they call me twice, and all of a sudden they're crazy at the front door calling me back in. And I've really learned the system. When mom comes to call me, it doesn't matter. When she comes to call me into dinner a second time, it still doesn't matter. When she hits a decibel level, I know I gotta go because she's gonna do something ridiculous on the front lawn when she's yelling and screaming at me. Mm-hmm. So we actually teach them this system rather than I'm coming out, I'm gonna call you one time, I'm gonna ask you if you heard me, you don't come in, you're washing the dishes, period, mm-hmm. done, end of story.
What happens though when you have that child that no matter, you can tell them to paint the whole house, they'll paint it and still not change their behavior?
I do believe they'll eventually change their behavior. We've had those children here at Sheridan House that consistent.
It's so consistently annoying to them that they give up.
They are so tired of doing this extra chore.
Okay.
And they realize until they get the extra chore done, there are no privileges in this house. None. Zero. And if you don't do this 30-minute or whatever chore, just sit there and don't sweep the garage, then after dinner you're going to bed and I will put you to bed. And so what they have to see is, I love you, but I'm not the enemy. I love you. You're your own worst enemy. And that child's a hard child to love, and you'll put them to bed early, and you'll go sit on the side of their bed and try to rub their back, and they don't want their back rubbed, or they'll do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still have to love them. I have to break through. I have to break into that child. I think that's what Jesus did so well. He broke in. He just broke into us. And he broke into humanity, and we saw he really, really does love us.
Mm.
As a parent, I can't see my child as an inconvenience, that they're convenient and they are, you know, they're my, for lack of a better word, they're my eye candy when they're behaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to parade them. And when they're performing, and when they're in dance class,
oh, nice.
And when they're doing all those things, look what a wonderful mom I am. But when they're not, they're inconvenient because I've got things to do, and I've got shopping to do, and I've got tennis to do, or I've got work to do, or I've got a house to clean, and they become an inconvenience, and that's when we totally absolutely lose it and justify it. Rather than saying, okay, I am a yeller. I don't want to be a yeller anymore. I will stop yelling. And Father in heaven, that's going to begin. I have to begin that with you. Help me break this habit. Help me take captive every thought. Help me know I am a new creature. I'm not captured by this. I don't have to do this anymore. I can stop yelling. And then come up with the plan to stop yelling, the next step.
Like what?
I think I would want to look at, in many different situations, there may be situations that are just, it's yell city. I mean, there may be that situation.
Mom and dad might be yelling at home.
Yeah, and I think there are times. What I mean is, I think there are either behaviors or there are times of night. If it's the time of night, every single night, you know when it's time to get them to bed, it's a battle and you end up yelling and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to come up with a plan to get them to bed in a different way or with a consequence. If it's, we talked about this another night, when all of a sudden you get home, you're trying to get dinner done and the three kids are killing each other in the other room and you go in and try to talk some sense into them. They are kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying to them, it breaks my heart to hear the way you treat each other, makes about as much sense as the policeman pulling me over and saying, it breaks my heart to see the way you drive through this neighborhood. Yeah, if that's it, I'm out of here at 90. We do need consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And so end of the day here, look at where these times are where you're prone to yell and decide, okay, I need to get control of me for the sake of the parent-child relationship, and I need to come up with a plan that doesn't include yelling. And I need to know we've developed a habit here of trying to control them by yelling and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to come up with a habit where they realize every time you do this,
mm-hmm.
every time we head towards bedtime and you throw a temper tantrum, we head towards bedtime and you do whatever, I am no longer going to yell at you. This is what's going to, and decide what your consequence is.
Now, you're talking about those circumstances that prompt my yelling. Is there a plan that actually, I mean, okay, I changed the circumstances and all that, but it's still in me to yell. So how can I even change as a parent?
But why do I yell? I yell, I think, much of the time because I think it's effective. It's not. I don't know what else to do. We're giving you something else to do.
So you have to go through this mental change,
need to look at yelling. How effective is your yelling? It's not. And what will it get you? A yelling child later on. Mm-hmm. One of your children's coming back at you because you've taught them this is acceptable adult behavior. Mm-hmm. And so I think I've got to decide that it's not effective. It's damaging. It's damaging the parent-child relationship. It's training the child. It's role modeling for the child. That's something that's unacceptable. So it's not working. Mm-hmm. So I'm not getting the desired result. What I'm doing is just venting my exhaustion, venting my frustration, or venting the fact that you children are very inconvenient at this particular moment. Back up. Why would I do what I've always done when it's not working? And I can break that cycle, but I have to choose to break that cycle. Mm-hmm. You can break any cycle you want if you want to badly enough, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength I need to do this, but I've got to replace it with something. You know, to go into an om state isn't going to work.
Right.
I've got to replace it with a plan. Without realizing, as a consequence, I've been using the yelling and screaming, which means using disapproval or using withdrawal of love. I've got to come up with an alternative plan, and that means a consequence, a tangible consequence that the child thinks of. Every time I do this, and mom comes in and warns me, that's your warning. Every time I do this, when I do this, mom just came in and gave us the warning if we're in there pounding on each other. Or mom said, all right, it's time for you to go get in the shower or the tub. I'll draw the water. And I look at this and mom looks at me. If I continue, I know there will be a consequence and I'll be going to bed much earlier tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do, and I don't want to use, okay, if you don't do such and such, I will not read you your book and pray with you tonight. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to read the book. I'm going to pray with them. I'm going to give them a consequence that doesn't withdraw my love, but they don't like it. They don't want it. They don't want to go to bed early tomorrow night, mm-hmm. or they don't want to rinse the tub out afterwards with the washcloth and clean the tub out every time, whatever it is, come up with. And I know parents have actually emailed me, can you give me a list of consequences? Yeah. No, I don't live in your home. And everybody's more than
chores
able.
Chores are great, though. Chores I have to say, I have great. Come, I look around the house and I'm like, ooh, you know what? I don't need to, I'm going to hold on to that chore
exactly
and
right.
use it, you know?
And I want them to know ahead of time, though. I want to tell them ahead
That's
of time,
key.
If you do this behavior and I give you the warning and you don't stop it, you will have to do this. I want them to process in their head, if I continue this, I've got to sweep that.
Choose wisely.
Yes, choose wisely, because if it's all that it is, if I continue this, mom's going to yell at me. Mm-hmm. Ooh, whoopee.
Right,
who cares?
Right, right.
I'm teaching my children. It's part of the plan to teach my children to think, to be a decision maker, to have impulse control, to stop. Yelling and screaming doesn't do that. It just damages the parent-child relationship.
But you give them warnings too, because yelling is usually the first thing that comes out of your mouth. I mean, they do it once and you're already yelling.
Yeah.
So it's also the discipline of saying, okay, I have a consequence, but I'm going to control my yelling by giving a warning.
I'm going to be the adult and use impulse control on myself. Yes. I'm now going to function as an adult in this relationship. It's a short leap from teaching my child to yell at people to teaching my child to hit people. It's just a short
really?
Leap. Yeah. I'm out of control.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're yelling. And all of a sudden we got two middle schoolers in the hallway yelling at each other. What's next?
Mm-hmm.
Impulse control. And so teaching my child impulse control and teaching my child, I really want to do that. I know mom's told me not to do it. If I do that, this is the consequence. But I'll never lose mom's love. I will never lose mom's love. I don't know if you're old enough to remember John Hinckley. He shot President Reagan. And when he shot President Reagan, his parents, I believe from Oklahoma or Texas, were huge Reagan supporters, very successful financial Reagan supporters. And he was mentally, he had some emotional problems. When he shot the president, and there was a big trial, and he did the opposite of any the most disastrous thing anybody could imagine from their perspective because of who they were politically. They sat behind him every day of the case. They sat behind their son. Mm. Though you embarrassed us, we love you, we adore you, and we're in your court. Your behavior does not dictate our love relationship. I want to stop using love. The opposite of love looks like hate. It looks like yelling and screaming, though it's not hate. Although some can get so worked up, it can be an expression of hate at that moment. And we make statements we can't believe we make.
Yeah.
And these are little hearts that are molding here. I don't ever want to use the withdrawal of love, even though I don't see it as that. It's just yelling and screaming. It's perceived as the withdrawal of love. I never want to use that as a form of discipline.
We're talking this week on Parenting Today about not withdrawing your love, your relationship with that child, as a form of discipline. And we're going to talk more, two more days that we have on this topic on Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. There's a lot of parenting resources on the ministry website. You can check it out and get your own resources tailored to your own specific situation online at shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. You can also hear this broadcast again. Share it with a friend. Maybe you have a yeller parent friend and you can share this with them. And you can find that online at parentingtoday.org and sign up for the daily blog that comes to your email box every day. That's online at parentingtoday.org.